If you live in a small town, the school is usually the place where community events happen. And that is definitely true right now in the mountains north of San Francisco. When a wildfire destroyed more than half of Middletown, California last month, the schools were miraculously spared. They've since reopened and are offering a respite for many residents. NPR's Kirk Sigler reports.
To get a sense of the Valley Fire's devastation, just consider for a minute the Middletown School District. 400 students here lost their homes. So did at least 40 teachers and staff. The high school reopened recently. There are Middletown Strong signs posted on the doors of modular classrooms. Walking the outdoor hallways, you hear students swapping evacuation stories, asking each other where they're staying, whether they think their families will end up moving away.
If you were out on campus at lunch, they're teenagers, and they're resilient, and, you know, it's school is an escape from reality right now.
In the small admin office, Principal Bill Roderick says everyone's coping as best they can.
Normally when you have a tragedy like this, it's one kid or maybe a family of three or something, and so the school can wrap their arms around where it's one staff member and everyone can support them. And right now, what I'm finding is the adults and the kids are emotionally exhausted because there are so many people that need help and support.
Roderick is 41. His Oakleys are resting on his forehead. He's wearing a black Middletown Mustangs volleyball shirt. His freshman daughter's on the team. And on his desk, there are stacks of Target and Sports Authority gift cards and other donations for his students.
Because our community has always been excellent at providing to us what we need. But a majority of the businesses that donate to us are Ash.
More than 60 businesses in and around Middletown are Ash. It's hard to find someone here who's not directly affected by the fire, even Principal Roderick. See, piled next to all those gift cards on his desk is a bunch of paperwork, insurance paperwork.
When the fire broke out, we were in Chico at a volleyball tournament, and we could not get home.
He and his family lost everything, too. So today, when he'd rather be walking the halls and talking to struggling students or teachers, Roderick is inside here meeting with his insurance adjuster.
We're going to pay for it one way or another.
Mm-hmm. We might just have to break it out.
That's what she said. She goes, maybe
Lisa Gerber of California Casualty warns him it could take up to 3 more weeks for the company to even just prepare an estimate.
I said to him, I think the very first day I met him, you know, I want to make sure that we get him settled because he is trying to settle everybody else.
That's going to be hard. In addition to the businesses, the Valley Fire destroyed at least 1,300 homes and killed 4 people. Middletown is rural, mostly working class. It was founded more than 100 years ago during the mining boom, and it's struggled since. Most people commute over the mountain to jobs in Napa. The town is also mostly surrounded by open land, but 4 years of drought have been so bad that the Valley Fire easily raced down from the densely forested mountains into neighborhoods like Bill Roderick's.
And we can drive out and you can go sure. Take a look at it if you want.
Outside the school, you can't escape the reality that this is a major disaster.
Wow. I'll be back.
The oak trees lining the streets are pitch black, dead. An apartment complex is burned to the ground. Just the twisted frames of some of the cars remain. Driving his pickup home, Roderick starts pointing out the flattened lots.
This is Hidden Valley Lake Auto Body. And his daughter goes to school with me right now. This was a cabinet shop right here.
The Valley Fire will be one of the most expensive blazes in the West this year. Insurance claims alone could reach $1 billion, making it one of the worst in California history. When you drive around, it's pretty easy to see why.
I will almost guarantee you when I pull into my property, and I've been there a lot since this has happened, I will probably cry.
He choked up a little bit pulling in. The first thing you see is the frame of his wife's 16th birthday present. It's where the garage used to be, a 66 Mustang.
This is home.
The rest of the property is ash.
Smells like fireworks, doesn't it?
Deer roam around behind where the two-story house used to be. The trees around the property are burnt to an orange crisp.
And that's the strange thing is they say manzanita is fireproof. They say manzanita tree won't burn. Yeah. I got proof in the back. It burned right through.
Probably because of the intensity.
Yeah,
there, right?
And that's it.
The Valley Fire burned at an intensity and speed never seen around here before. But this kind of wildfire is becoming the new troubling norm for California and the West. Roderick's neighborhood had even been awarded a FireWise designation for all the brush clearing and other wildfire prevention work that had been done here. It didn't matter. Firefighters barely had time to evacuate people, let alone park an engine here and try to hose down these homes.
You know, there's people are angry. How come you didn't save my house? They're saving lives. You know what? That's fine. We can, this will rebuild. I don't want to go to a funeral.
And Roderick will be able to rebuild and replace just about everything. It might take 2 years, but he's got good insurance. He's in a better position than a lot of folks around here who either didn't have enough insurance or they rented. Now, all of this is why Roderick thinks it's so important to get his school back up and running. At the high school, Robin Kara, who teaches civics, says everyone's just glad to be back. It's bringing some sense of normalcy back to Middletown.
The kids seem to be doing okay, but I think we could answer you better in 2 weeks when it sinks in.
Kara and fellow teacher Patty Jimenez are standing outside chatting after class lets out for the day. Jimenez lost her house in the fire, too, and, like the principal, is only just starting with her insurance claim.
We've had quite a year.
But behind them, the soccer team is practicing again, and the cross-country runners are loading up into vans headed out for a meet. They're even working on getting the homecoming football game and parade rescheduled for next month, the last home game of the year. Robin Kara figures this has all been a welcome diversion for Principal Roderick, too.
The job gives you a purpose. And he's focused on the kids and how they're doing and what he can do to help them, and I think that's a big help for him.
Roderick admits it's really tough. He looks exhausted. He's running on adrenaline.
People look like me at the end of the day because you're just mentally, you're a punching bag. Mm-hmm. Because you're trying to help all these people get on the right track and get what they need.
He's hoping to take a week off soon. He says he hasn't even had a chance to start processing things yet. Kirk Ziegler, NPR News, Middletown, California.